Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And you gotta love BBS and all the great work that they do here. And this is your host, Allison, and I'm delighted you decided to join us this evening, and I hope that everyone is doing well. Now, sometime earlier this year, I had the opportunity to get a reading from our guest tonight. And I've had the chance to have many readings in my life just because of the nature of the business that I'm in. And I got to tell you that I wholeheartedly believe in mediumship. But when it comes to getting a personal reading, I'm a tough cookie. I mean, I really bring a healthy dose of skepticism to my side of the reading. I really expect a person to bring it to the reading. And it's pretty much to do it the same way that I deliver my numerology readings. Well, Rita Berkowitz certainly brought it to the reading. She brought forth accurate information about my loved ones. I also got a stunningly beautiful portrait of my spirit guide who looked 100% like the guide that I've always seen in my mind's eye. She is known as the spirit artist. Rita Berkowitz has impressed large audiences throughout the world by drawing portraits of loved ones from the higher side of life. She is the author of Empowering Your Life with Angels and co-author of the book The Complete Idiot's Guide to Communicating with Spirits. Rita has both studied and taught at the Arthur Findlay College in Essex, England, as well as lectured and demonstrated in colleges, New Age centers, spiritualist churches in the United States and Canada. She's an accomplished artist who has shown her paintings and drawings throughout New England and New York. Rita is an ordained minister in a spiritualist church and a pastor of the First Spiritualist Church of Quincy. She is also a certified medium and has completed a Master of Science in Psychological Counseling. So please join me as I welcome tonight our guest, Rita Berkowitz. Hey, Rita. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I sound tired just listening to everything.
I am tired just saying it. No, just kidding. Well, there's certainly a lot to read on your website. And I always encourage our listeners that while you're listening, you're welcome to go to Rita's website. It's www.thespiritartist.com. And while you're there, you know, listening to the show, you can look over all the great things on her website and get to know her even better because there's a lot more written there.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So, what's new? Anything?
Well, lots going on right now. Very excited about the event with Joanne Gerber. I know you had her on last week at the Inn at Pleasant Lake in New Hampshire.
Yes, I know.
We're going to be doing that from October 23rd to the 26th, which we're really, really excited about. And lots of events and seminars all around New England going on. And, you know, this time of year, people love to have mediums around, especially as we get closer to All Hallows' Eve.
Sure.
Because the veil is supposedly thinner at that particular time.
Right.
And so we're doing, actually I'm doing a wonderful event at a place called the Spooner House in Plymouth, Massachusetts, where I'm going to be doing a fundraiser for them, for the Plymouth Antiquarian Society. And we're going to go through an inn that is supposedly haunted, and I'm very excited about going through that.
That sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, and then do a spirit communication circle. So lots of fun things going on.
Right, and everyone, if they go to your internet, go to your website and look over your whatever events that you have, they'll be able to specifically get the contact information. And I told Joanne last week to pack me in her luggage because that one October 23rd through 26th at New London sounds like a great time, and that sounds like something I would really enjoy.
Well, come on up.
I wish I could. Let's see what I can do about that. That sounds like fun. Well, listen, Rita, I don't know. Sal said that we had a caller when, you know, before the show even started, but I've not heard a beep, so I don't really think that we have a caller with us. And I did want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, specifically your work in these two books. And, you know, one of the things that I think is really important when you're connecting or even when you're considering getting a reading from someone is really, you know, what is their motivation for doing the readings? What do you get from doing this line of work? What propelled you to start doing this line of work? And you know, maybe if you could talk a little bit about that, share a little bit about that with our listeners so they can get to know you a little bit.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I started off being an artist and was always interested in meditating. And one day, a woman that I knew, who I had taken a seminar from and we had become friends on healing, invited me to come to a spiritualist church. When I went to the spiritualist church and I sat and I meditated, I saw the spirit of my grandmother. This is the first time I had ever seen this. She passed before I was born. And I'm her namesake. I always felt her energy with me, but I never knew. And I started to sketch her face out. And, in fact, it did end up looking like her. And, you know, I'm a little bit of a skeptic myself. And I had taken a class one time on psychic development that a friend dragged me to, and I literally will say dragged me to because this was not my plan for my life.
Right.
And so she brought me to this class, and we were doing something called transfiguration, where you put a light in front of somebody. It can be a candle, can be a soft red light, and spirit will appear over their face.
Uh-huh.
The teacher wanted to photograph it, but she only had a traditional camera,
right.
And the flash made the image dissipate. And I said to her, if I can see it, I can draw it.
Right.
And I did some sketches.
Wow.
People said, oh, I'm seeing that too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, didn't think all that much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the spiritualist church, and there a wonderful woman named Barbara Fairwell mm-hmm. came up to me and said, you're going to be a spirit artist. Well, I came there not to study mediumship, but to study healing.
Sure.
And healing was the most important thing to me. So when we ask about why I'm involved in this, it's to help people heal.
Right.
And so Barbara kept insisting, come to my class, do some spirit drawings. I went to her class. I ended up doing three spirit drawings. The first one was a Native American guide. The second one was a middle-aged man, and the third was an adolescent boy.
Mm-hmm.
And after I drew the adolescent boy, the man took a photograph out of his wallet. He said, that's my son. I can't thank you enough. He laid it down next to the drawing, and I was absolutely freaked out. Not because I connected with spirit, because I knew that was possible, but I realized my life would never be the same.
Right, right. Well, and here you are.
I
heard a beep, and that means we have a caller on the line. The one thing, I know that you graciously have agreed to do mini readings for our listeners. And,
mm-hmm.
And certainly we can talk more, because I did really want to talk about the books that you've written and share them with our listening audience. I've read them both. And so we'll talk about that in a little bit. But
okay.
Why don't we see what's up? Do you have any specific? Okay, let's just set the rules here. Because I know that a lot of different readers have very specific how they address a really quick reading like this. So do you want our listeners to ask you a specific question, or do you just want to see what you can get around that person?
Well, usually when we're doing a quick reading like this, I like that if they're trying to connect to a specific loved one, just say, you know, Mother Joanne or Father David.
Okay.
And then I will tune in from that. Or if they have a specific question.
Okay.
We'll go to the question.
Okay. So I'm assuming that our listener, I mean, whoever's on the caller, has heard that. So let me ask, who's calling, please?
Oh, hi, Allison. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Allison, thanks for taking my call.
All right. I'm going to turn you over to Rita. Uh-huh. And as she said, you know, if you want to connect to a loved one, you need to kind of just give the name, mother, whatever. Or if you have a specific question, you can ask her that. Okay, Linda?
Sure. Thanks, Allison.
You're welcome, dear.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Rita. How are you? I'm familiar with your work.
Oh, thank you.
I've been at your website. First of all, I would like a reading, but may I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Because I'm really intrigued by with your doing your portraits of our spirit.
Okay.
And a long time ago, someone told me that my spirit was a Mia, and I had these feathers, and I don't know if this lady, I don't know if she was her imagination or if she was really connecting, but when I came home, she was drawing this picture of Mia, and when I came home, I started doodling. I'm no artist by no means.
Mm-hmm.
And I started drawing this native woman, but I don't know if that really was my spirit guide, because I was showing her all the feathers. I get feathers, and I take it as something sacred when I find a feather. It's kind of like a sign that they're telling me, we're with you.
Well, firstly, you know, when we get the feathers from spirit, it's called an aport, which means it's a materialization from spirit. And I always say, if they come to you out of context, in other words, if you just had a pillow fight and you're seeing feathers around, we don't take that as a gift from spirit. But if you're, you know, coming downstairs and all of a sudden there is a hawk feather sitting on your couch, then you say that's a gift from spirit. And so you want to look at that. And, you know, if you're asking about your spirit guide, you know, I'm actually getting a very different image with you for your spirit guide, but our guides change depending upon where we are in our life. And what I am seeing around you is I'm seeing a woman from the Middle Ages. And I'm seeing a woman who was very curious but almost had to keep some of her curiosity under wraps. That everything that she did, she sort of had to go just a little bit and not let everybody know what she was doing. And she wanted to research, and she wanted to study, but it feels like that was difficult for her in her lifetime. One of the reasons why she is around you right now, because it feels like you are pursuing this together. So her enthusiasm seems to be inspiring you to keep going and to keep trying and to keep working. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think who it may be.
Well, again, from the Middle Ages, let me see if I can get some more on. I'm getting almost a Gaelic kind of name, and I wish my Gaelic was a little bit better, but I feel like I want to go with a G name. It's not Gwen, but it's like a gh sound that I'm getting. So, I, you know, again, that's, for me, I get visuals much more than I get name tags, shall we say. And as I'm seeing her, she's wrapped in a cloak. She's got the cloak dressed over her shoulder. Again, I keep feeling that her job with you right now is her insatiable appetite to learn keeps you going. We all have a band of guides, you know this.
Yes, more
okay.
than one.
So she is one of the guides that is working with you right now. Okay, Linda?
Yes, thank you, Allison, thank you.
So maybe you needed to discover a new guide tonight.
You know, when she was talking, Allison, Rita, when you were speaking, I could kind of visualize someone, and I don't know, Rita, if this was you're visualizing, someone taking a cape.
Exactly, as if she took the cape and just sort of flipped it over one of her shoulders,
yes,
over
yes.
her head and flipped over the shoulder, exactly.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
So, hello, welcome to your new guide. Okay, Linda, thanks for calling, though.
Right. Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Rita.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
All right. You know, I really found it super fascinating that, you know, you were discussing, when you were doing my reading, you were discussing what my guide looked like and you were explaining our relationship and how he supported me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I got the actual portrait, first off, you know, it's a work of art and it deserves to be framed, that's for sure.
Thank you.
It's beautiful, beautiful. But, I mean, I had seen this man 1,000 times, and it was just, this has been in my mind's eye. And you know how, you know, sometimes you go, you know, God, I'm imagining things again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But that really was beautiful. The beauty in it was the validation. It was like, there's the validation. This is the person that I've been seeing, and there's the picture of that person. And
absolutely.
So there's tremendous validation in that.
And there are times where you can actually research some of these people.
Sure. Oh,
and,
yeah. I know you've done that, yeah?
I've had such incredible, exciting experiences researching some of the guides that have been drawn for people
right.
and finding out that, oh, my God, that information is correct.
Right. No. Some of that's in your book. I know it's in the one book, Communicating with Spirit, the
right.
guide, yes.
Right.
I do believe we have another caller, and I didn't mean
to
get callers jumping on quite so quick, Rita, but let's take this caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Nancy. How are you ladies doing?
Very well, Nancy.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. My question tonight was basically, could you tell me what the guide that you see around me right now?
Well, there's some very strong energy around you right now, and I almost feel like I want to be beating some drums. All of a sudden, as I was feeling this energy, and I'm feeling heavy-duty medicine coming to you, so it feels like there is some big changes in your life. You know, I almost feel like I'm beating drums, and I don't feel like I'm from Africa or North America. I feel like I want to go to some natives of what feels like Central to South America, and I want to go to Northern South America as I'm feeling this. And I just feel like I am beating drums and beating drums and beating drums. And as I'm feeling that, my whole solar plexus is going absolutely wild. There's some big changes coming into your life that feel amazingly exciting. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people are very nervous right now with everything that's going on in the economy. And with you, I'm feeling almost the opposite. I feel strong. I feel centered. I feel like I know where I'm going, and I'm just going towards it. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
And it is just magnificent. So I'm very excited for what I'm feeling with you, Nancy. And I want to say, hold on, because you're in for one heck of a good, strong ride.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you, honey.
Thank you so much.
Well, there you go, Nancy.
Again.
Good
news.
You're
so welcome.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Did you feel that with her? Oh,
well, I did. Sometimes I try not to tune in because it gets me ungrounded, and then I have no idea where I am.
Oh, okay.
and somebody has to run the show, and once I go off
to La La Land,
once I go off to the ethereal realm, it's really kind of hard to figure out where I am when it's all said and done, so I try not to go there with you.
Well, I just felt with her that I was just, like, wrapped up and supported and secure and moving, like, straight forward.
That is good news for Nancy, certainly.
Yes, very good news for Nancy.
Wonderful. You know, I just want to touch just for a moment upon, you know, what you said about the financial markets and things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a numerologist, we pay attention to numbers. We do. And what I was saying to you before the show was that if you add the 2 and the 9 together, it's an 11-day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found historically that some major things always happen on 11 days. It's a day that a message from the universe comes. And you can look at Katrina on the 29th of August. You can look at September 11th. And when the stock market crashed that caused the Great Depression, that was October 29th, 1929.
Mm-hmm.
So 11 is very prominent in delivering a message. And the one thing that I feel very strongly about, and I'm really getting it ever so strongly, is first off, everyone relax because everything is exactly as it should be. Nobody's
mm-hmm.
made any wrong decisions here. Everything is falling in place and happening exactly at every moment as it should be, so everybody just calm down.
Right.
The other thing that I want to say here is this is a balancing. I believe that this message comes and it addresses greed and it addresses the abuse of power and it also addresses making money your God. And I think that you know, if you understand numerology and you understand the number 8, 8 is usually the people that end up with a great deal of financial ability. They end up in powerful corporations and in charge of things, CEOs of companies. And they have to walk that fine line with ethics. They have to walk that fine line of balancing out spiritual, physical, and their relationships and mentally. They have to keep everything in perspective. And if they do anything wrong or anything unethical, it's almost though there's instant karma in the
mm-hmm.
life path of an 8, as above, so below. And they will have retribution in this lifetime. And I really feel that this is a correction. This is a correction of things. And I think that we'll become enlightened because of this. We'll become aware of things we're not really aware of. And I honestly we have to look at the lesson and we have to bless the lesson. And we have to kind of look at this that some good will come out of it. So I just want everybody to just deep breath. Everything's just, it'll be okay. All right?
I'm glad you said that.
All right. I know that we have another caller, so I'm going to take our caller. Who's calling, please? Hello, caller?
Hi.
Hi, can you speak up?
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Victoria.
Hello, Victoria, and how are you?
Good.
And you have a question for Rita?
Yeah. Hi, Rita.
Hi.
I was wondering what my spirit guide's name is.
Okay, well, I get much better visuals than names, so let me describe what I'm seeing to you.
Okay.
I'm seeing what to me looks like, I want to say a conqueror. And as I'm seeing him, I feel like he would have been somebody who would have sailed across the ocean before we knew most of us doing that. You understand? That I feel like I want to go to somebody who feels like he's coming in from Northern Europe and would have come across the ocean and would have gone to, I want to say, into Canada, into Northern Maine, into that area. And as I'm experiencing this, this was a man who was afraid of nothing. As I'm feeling him with you, I'm feeling that he is trying to work with you because you have, there's a Yiddish term, chutzpah. I don't know if you know that term. But it means that you have the gumption to go ahead and do things. And yet he feels, what I'm feeling with this is you've spent a good amount of time second-guessing yourself even though you know you're right. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he's trying to let you know that your first impression of what you get, and I feel like there's two people that are around you that have come into your life recently that you're wondering whether they're okay for you or not okay for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say to you that as I'm experiencing this, he's saying your first impression was 100% correct.
Okay.
You understand this?
And that's about my relationship?
Yes.
Okay. That's nice to know.
Okay. So this is what he's trying to get across to you. You don't need to second-guess yourself.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Victoria.
Thank you.
Okay. And I want to let our listeners know, because, we kind of got to jump on the calls. So I want to let our listeners that are out there know that my guest this evening is Rita Berkowitz. She's a medium and spirit artist. And we welcome your calls and certainly your questions, you know. Some of you may have some questions about mediumship, and Rita certainly has written a book on it, and she could answer a lot of your questions about your own spiritual development, or maybe you've had some experiences and you'd like to run them by her, and she would be the person that to ask, but she also, you know, would be happy to give you a mini reading as best as we can do in the radio format. So if you want to call into the show, you're welcome to. Our numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you certainly can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And just remember to speak up to us so that we can hear you. And I heard a beep, so I know we have a caller. So I'm going to ask, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Stacey.
I can't hear you. Can you shout it out?
Yep, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Good. And you?
Very well. Now, do you have a question or something for Rita?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go for it.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I was just curious of who you did see around me.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I'm getting a lot of noise.
Oh, okay. I was curious of who you did see around me. I'm looking for direction in life right now. I have a lot of loose ends, a lot of questions.
Okay, there is a man coming in from the spirit side around you. This is, feels like a loved one, not a spirit guide. As I'm feeling this gentleman, I am feeling, I want to say, a relatively decent head of hair on him, and the hair seems to have some texture to it, meaning that there's some wave or curl. He's a nice-looking man. The man is, the hair is salt and pepper. As I'm looking at his face, the nose seems to not be an overly sharp-tipped nose. It feels like it's sort of, describing noses is such an unusual thing. It feels like it sort of has a very Anglo kind of rounder-tipped nose, if you understand what I mean by that.
Yes.
But as I'm feeling him, I don't feel like he's necessarily Anglo. He doesn't look that way, but that's just the kind of nose that he has. And he feels like he's a little bit taller. I am feeling problems in the midsection of his body before he passed over to the higher side of life. The sensation that I'm getting with this is it feels like you were extremely let down by somebody in your life that you really wanted to trust. Do you understand?
Yes.
And as I'm experiencing this, I'm feeling that he's coming in and trying to give you support at this particular time, because I feel like, I feel like I want to cry. I feel like tears have been shed quite a bit lately. You understand?
Yes.
And so I feel like, you know, what I'm hearing in my mind is pick yourself up, brush yourself off, start all over again. And you keep feeling it's too late to start again. And he's saying, no, it's not. It's never too late. I do feel like this man is in a family vibration. This is not a spirit guide. This is a spirit loved one that is coming in. And I feel like this was a man that when he was here on the earth plane was very close to you. He's coming in with a great amount of love. I'm seeing him wearing a very clean, starched white shirt, sleeves rolled up at the cuffs. You understand who I'm talking about?
There's a possibility of two different people.
Yes. Is your dad in spirit?
Yes, he is.
And does this describe your dad?
Yes, him or his father.
Okay, I want to go to your dad because I was feeling father's vibration.
Yep.
Okay. And he just, you know, honestly, the amount of love I'm feeling from him to you is overwhelming.
You just moved me. You make me want to cry.
Okay, so just know how much you are loved, and don't be afraid to start again. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you, honey.
Thank you for calling in, Diane. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm there. And so, that's part of why you do what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when spirit touches us,
mm-hmm.
and we know not only that our loved ones are around us, but they still care.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is. It sometimes gives us that impetus to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a case like this one, you know, I just got the sense that she was not ready to give up her life, but ready to give up on really moving forward in life. She got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here's her father coming in to say, no, go forward. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's all we need.
Right. That's true. Well, the one thing I wanted to address that I heard you say is you were feeling overwhelming, this huge sense of love for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that when you're truly connected, and you know, to spirit and to the divine and God's working through you, when you're doing a reading for someone, you are overwhelmed by love for that person,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really one of the key elements to really being a gifted reader. I know that we heard another beep, so I'm going to find out who's calling. Who's calling?
Hi, my name's Diane.
Hi, another Diane. Okay.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Rita.
Hi.
I'm new to the show, but Rita, I met you last year at your office down by the Cape.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I went there and when my son passed away, and you did the I drew the picture of him, which was such a likeness.
Oh, beautiful.
His name was KJ. And I'm still, you know, wondering what he's doing.
Okay. Well, let me just see if I can tune in to him.
Yeah, it was wonderful. In fact, I go to a grief meeting, and I talk about you often.
Oh, thank you.
I give your name out. I don't know if anybody is gone, but I give your name out and say how wonderful you were. And
thank you. He was a high-energy guy, wasn't he?
Yes.
I don't remember, you know, the readings a year later, unfortunately.
No, of course you don't. I don't expect you to.
But I just keep feeling this high-energy young man who just is somebody who, you know, I feel like very little held him down. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, I just want to jump forward, and I want to, you know, I feel like I've got all of this energy coming through me. And as I'm experiencing him, you know, I feel like there are times, Diane, that you feel this energy sort of running around you. So I'm feeling that there are times that you almost feel turned around in your tracks while you're walking. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And this is TJ running around you.
KJ, yeah.
You know, you remember the old cartoons where, you know, they would run around somebody and see this big whirl around them?
Yeah.
That's the energy that he's showing me with you. So as I'm experiencing this, I'm feeling like he's just running around you. And he's keeping tabs on things that are going on in the family. He has a sister, yes?
Yes, yes.
And he's talking about his sister and very, very excited about things that are developing in his sister's life. You understand?
Oh, she'll be glad to hear that.
So, you know, he just really wants to talk about her, and he's so excited for what is going on. And there's all of this newness coming into her life, and he's just absolutely thrilled 100% for what he is experiencing with her. And please let her know that he is watching and he is right there with her, okay?
I know
sometimes when you talk about somebody else, you go, but, you know, what's he doing with me? But he's talking about her right now.
No, that's fine.
I have to give that to you. It's just, he's just so excited for her.
No, that's perfectly fine. I just feel like sometimes I am losing touch.
You're not. You're just
what's
not.
Good.
You know what?
Huh?
You're not, Diane. What's happening sometimes is you sort of take the feelings for granted.
Yeah.
And it's subtle. Okay?
I'm
we always have to remember
intuitive.
It's subtle. But what he showed me is, I don't know if I'm walking in the supermarket or down the street, but it feels like you're walking forward, and all of a sudden, it's like you turn around, you can't figure out where you were going, and then you go forward again. And this is what he's showing me, and he's showing me that he's actually turning you around.
Oh. Well,
you understand what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah. I must call my daughter Tiffany right now.
Okay.
All
God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome, Diane. Thanks for calling into the show. Take care, sweetie.
Oh, great. I'm glad I got in.
All right.
Great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, the one thing I want to mention here to our listeners is that Rita co-wrote the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Communicating with Spirits, right?
Yes, I did.
So there's a lot of really wonderful and helpful advice in the book about, you know, just the average person that just wants to work with their own abilities or to acknowledge or to the signs that we get, how spirit does communicate to us. There's a lot of really valuable information in there. Do you want to talk a little bit about the book?
It's a wonderful learning book. It's a book that I feel can help you actually no matter what level you're on, but if you've never done it before and you have feelings like it's happening, this is a wonderful book for that, you know, especially.
Right.
And it teaches you, you know, some of the people called up and asked about their spirit guides tonight. It does teach you how to connect to your spirit guides. It teaches you how to recognize what spirit is giving us, you know, like in this last, when Diane called up and her son is turning her around, and, you know, she thought he wasn't communicating with her anymore. But here's something that was very tangible that he's doing with her. So the book talks a lot about different things that we may pick up that are signs from spirit. Many times animals will come in from spirit. We will get different messages from spirit. And it talks about all the different ways spirit does communicate with us.
Right. I know my father died this year, but I had the most unusual thing happened, and I had to pack to go away for the weekend. And I had my favorite flip-flops. I mean, I have to admit it, I'm sorry, but in the summertime, they were always
on my feet. I love my flip-flops, too.
Okay, and I had slipped them off in my bedroom, and I took a bath, and I came out, and I went to go find, and I could only find one flip-flop. I searched for it for 3 days. And even the day that I was packing, I went back through and I looked everywhere because I couldn't understand where it could have possibly gone. I even checked the laundry hamper. I checked everything. When I got back from my trip and I came upstairs with my luggage, there on top of the heap of laundry that I had gone through, I don't know, 5 times, sticking out in a, I mean, you couldn't have missed it. They might as well put a neon sign there. It was so obvious. There was my flip-flop. And I said, oh, so that's the way you're going
to
play it,
yeah,
right?
They do like to play that way.
That was my first reaction is, oh, that's how you're going to play it. You're going to play tricks on me because I had searched high and low, and there's no way I could have missed it. And I really was.
Especially when it's placed on top of the pile of laundry.
Sticking out. It was sticking out of it, like hanging off the side, just precariously balanced there. I mean, there's no way that I could have missed it. So I found that, you know, amazing. For my own, you know, first spirit communication from my dad. So I thought that was interesting.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. We have another caller. I know I heard a beep, so I'm going to check in. Who's calling in?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Allison. My name is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
And hi, Rita.
And I'm assuming you've got something, a question or something for Rita?
Yes, I do. I lost my first son in 01. I lost my second son of three. I lost my second son in May. So I've got a question.
Yes.
Who is my spirit guide and what the heck is he thinking?
Oh, God. You know, firstly, I do have to express my deepest sympathy. I can't imagine what you must be going through. And
thank you. I appreciate that.
You I want to say that I am seeing an awful lot of angels around you that are trying to keep you up at
thank
this
you.
Particular time. And I don't know if you're a Christian person or not a Christian person, but I saw Mother Mary with you.
Oh, thank you.
And she is trying to help you through
mm-hmm.
this particular time also. So you are getting a tremendous amount of support from the higher side. Mm-hmm. And one of your sons, I'm feeling like, was an amazingly strong-willed, I want to say well-balanced young man. You understand
yes.
this?
That's my older son, yes.
Right, that's what I'm... And he's coming in very closely with you right now. And that this young man was, I want to say, a clear thinker, a sharp thinker, and it feels to me that as I'm experiencing him, he looked at a job, he saw what needed to be done, and he did it. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Nailed him.
Okay. He just wants to come in, and, you know, I just feel almost like my chest is exploding with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to come in, and he just wants to hug you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can only experience that, if you let yourself experience that, because he comes in from spirit, and it's, you know, it's as I'm feeling this, it feels like this sort of pure, warm light that comes in, almost like a soft incandescent light.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in like that, and he just wants to be with you. He's talking to me about being in your home, and I'm smelling the food cooking, which smells like good down-home kind of food. You understand?
That's what he loves.
And this is what he is letting me know, that for him, when he walked into the house and he smelled those, you know, like pot roast or stew or something that cooking,
yep.
That was his, you know, that was his I'm home.
Yep.
Okay? And so I want you to know, and I want you to experience, keep your mind open, that there are times when nothing is cooking at all, because he's letting me know you haven't been doing very much cooking lately, you understand?
Oh, yeah.
He's
it's
letting me
hard.
Know. I want you to be aware of the house being filled with the smell of cooking, even though you haven't cooked a thing.
Oh.
And that will be your son being there with you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you, honey.
Thank you so much.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you, Marianne. Good luck,
thank
sweetie.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a beautiful reading.
Oh, it just, God bless her. I mean, you know, I wonder how some people make it through in times like this.
Right. Well, quite often, you know, the one thing that I always, I wouldn't say envious, but I always respect and admire mediums in the sense that they can give people what I can't give them. I can give them, make their life make sense for them and help them to understand events in their life, even events such as this is losing their son and what their purpose is and what perhaps the reasoning behind it. But I can't give them the information that you give them, and I deeply respect and admire you for being able to do that.
Well, thank you.
And the healing that comes with
you know,
that.
But sometimes, Allison, what we need more than anything is make sense out of my life.
Yeah, really.
So I think there's a wonderful healing place for both of us.
Right. Well, I agree, but I, you know, I always love to know when I have met and experienced a really wonderful medium, because when I have clients that have, you know, things like such as Marianne has gone through in the loss of two of her children, you know, that gives me the opportunity to say, well, may I suggest someone to you? So,
yeah.
So I'm really grateful to have experienced a reading with you, having you on the radio show, and
thank you.
Feeling very confident in referring people to you, Rita, because
thank
you
so
really
much.
Are wonderful. I'm not sure, But I do think I might have heard another beep. Do we have a caller online?
Yes.
Can you speak up a little bit, dear?
Sure.
Okay, who's calling?
Danielle.
Danielle?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I was wondering if my grandmother had anything to say.
Okay. I'm feeling a woman as I'm experiencing her. I'm feeling a woman who I want to say, not short, but semi-short. You understand?
Yes.
And I'm feeling that her hair, as she's showing me her hair, it's cut, again, it's not as short as my hair is, but it's a shorter haircut, and it does feel like there's a good amount of curl to the hair. I don't know if she permed it or
yes,
this is natural curl. I'm almost getting the sense that this is natural curl. You understand?
Yes.
And as I'm feeling her, she had the warmest smile that you could imagine. She's not one of those, she's not showing herself to me, at least, as getting really skinny. She's showing herself to me as, I want to say, still having some meat on her bones. You understand?
Yes.
And I'm feeling her with just like the kind of twinkle in her eye, and I feel like she was the kind of person who could smile at you and sort of bribe you with a little something sweet. You understand?
Absolutely.
Okay. And as I'm feeling her, she's talking to you right now about certain challenges, and they're not overly difficult challenges, but certain challenges that are coming into your life. It's almost like you're learning something new and you don't know whether you can do it. You understand?
Absolutely.
And so she's acting as your cheerleader. She is really coaxing you along and letting you know that, you know, come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. So, you know, and I even feel like she wants to give you some chocolate chip cookies just at the end of it, just so you can get that prize at the end. So tonight you go out and get yourself a good chocolate chip cookie, okay?
Yeah, you don't have to tell me twice.
Okay. Okay, Danielle, it's been delightful talking to you. God
Thanks,
bless you.
Rita.
Thanks for calling in, Danielle.
Bye-bye.
Can I get a chocolate chip cookie, too?
Absolutely.
You know, speaking of grandmothers, you know, you may not have realized it in the reading that you did for me, but I'm sorry, I got to go there. I have often, my grandmother was a beautiful, wonderful person, and
mm-hmm.
she used to dress with incredible flair. And she always had these button earrings, these round circular earrings, and my grandmother used to let me play in her jewelry box. And I remember saying to myself, you know, if ever my grandmother was to come through in a reading, that the 100% proof to me would be if the whoever it was said that her grandmother's here and she's showing me a button. And you went on and on and
oh,
on about
funny.
Buttons in that reading. You described her, and then you went on. Well, she's showing me a button, and I'm like, okay, there it is, bam,
okay.
Because that's the word, that's the one I needed to hear. And,
wow, that's
so
wonderful. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, I remember that so clearly. Okay, we have another caller, so I'm going to check in and see who's calling. Who's calling?
This is Kristen. Hi, Allison and Linda.
Hello,
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I have a question for you, Rita. I was wondering if there were any messages from my grandmother or anyone from spirit, for that matter.
Okay, you do have somebody else around you. There's a man around you. I will try to get to your grandmother, but there's a gentleman. The minute I saw you, I saw a gentleman that is a little bit fairer-haired, a little bit taller, not showing himself as elderly, showing himself as a little bit more younger to middle-aged as I'm
mm-hmm.
seeing him. So he is coming in, and I feel like this man would have passed with a heart attack. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. I do feel like we are talking about somebody who is connected to the family. It may not be blood, but he is the word I'm hearing is connected to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand who I'm talking about?
No, I'm not.
Okay, would you ask in the family, please? Because he just came, like, bombing in, okay? And let me see if I can connect with your grandmother for you. I feel like as I'm connecting with her, she was a lady who liked to keep her hair very nice. You understand?
Uh-huh.
I feel like I want to have my hair set, and I feel like I would have fussed with it. You understand?
Yeah.
And as I feel her also, I feel like she is a lady who, and she feels like she's a nice-looking lady, and I feel like I'm seeing her wearing a printed dress, very nicely fitted to her, and that if she went out, she presented extremely well. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
And as I'm feeling her, and she always had her, okay, for some reason having her nylons on was important to her. No, I would have called them pantyhose. She called them nylons. So she's not going out bare-legged like most people do today. She's got those legs covered. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. And she's also not wearing sensible shoes like a lot of mature women wear. I feel like she likes her shoes. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And as I'm experiencing her, she's talking to you about... It feels like everything is opening up for you, and you just don't know which way to go.
Yeah.
And so it almost is like she's showing me like you're standing at a crossroads, but it's a five-way intersection. And, you know, it's literally like, which way do I go, which way do I go? And she's saying, just keep moving straight ahead. And I feel like I also want to talk to you about a certain career possibility. And again, I want to say to you, just keep moving straight ahead. Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless, honey.
Thanks for calling, Danielle. Wow, five things in front of you and move straight ahead. Okay. Thanks, Grandma. All right. I did also want to, I mean, we're running, I can't believe how fast time goes.
I know, this hour is really
flying
by.
But I wanted to get in here before we get another caller. You also wrote a book, Life with Angels.
Empowering Your Life with Angels, yeah.
Right, exactly. And I enjoyed the book because there was actually exercises in there, even artistic exercises that I thought were very unique, quite different for what you might ordinarily find in a book that's talking about empowering yourself with, you know, your life with angels. And it was a wonderful book, and I just wanted to mention it to our listeners to also check out that book written by Rita. And now, Rita, I heard another beep, and we do have, you know, maybe 6 minutes left, so I'm going to just kind of give you that caution light, and I'll check to see who's calling in. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Dennis.
Can you say your name again?
Hi, this is Dennis.
Dennis. Okay, Dennis, and you have a question for Rita.
Yes, I had a cousin pass away some time ago. We grew up together. We were real close. And I was just wondering if he was trying to communicate or anybody else.
Okay, I am feeling he passed young, correct?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling a young man that is here, and I'm feeling, honestly, I feel like he could be, you know, a little bit headstrong, you understand?
Yeah.
And I feel like he was somebody who didn't care what anybody else told him to do. He was going to do whatever he wanted, you understand?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And as I'm experiencing him, he does come around you. It's very interesting because the sensation that I'm getting with Dennis is it feels to me that he comes around you very gently. You took the high road in life, you understand?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and he acknowledges you for that. And, you know, usually we think we learn from people on the higher side, but I keep feeling that he is learning from you.
Okay.
Okay. So, and he's saying, you took the high road, you did it the right way, you went ahead and created the life that you wanted for yourself and the family you wanted for yourself. And he's everything I want to say, he keeps wanting to say, I want to acknowledge that. I want to acknowledge that. I want to let you know that I'm aware of it. And that, you know, I'm almost a little in awe of how you did it right.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand what I mean?
Yes, very much.
Okay. So, yes, he is around you. Yes, he does communicate with you. And I feel like every time you are driving along and you get that little impish idea in your mind about what you might do, even though you don't do it because you do take the high road.
Yeah, I do.
That's your cousin.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless, honey.
All right, thanks,
thank you,
Dennis.
Rita. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, we probably have time for maybe one more caller, but And, what, you know, whether or not we get another one, I don't know. But I do want to just repeat to our listeners your website, which is www.thespiritartist.com. And on that website, certainly, everyone, you can read all about Rita, her work, some really wonderful events that are coming up that if you live in the New Hampshire area, I mean, certainly this would be something you might be interested in. And certainly from your website, Rita, they can contact you for a reading, yeah?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, we do have one more caller, and I think we can fit this in, Rita, because you've been doing really fast here. So.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, who's calling?
Hi, it's Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Rita,
this is Rita. All right.
Hi, Allison and Rita. How are you?
Good.
Very
how are
well.
You?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to say I was so excited to talk to you tonight.
Well, wonderful. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, it's 2 years today since my dad passed away,
okay.
And I've been thinking of him today. And I was wondering if you had anything to tell me.
Yeah, I'm feeling a man, you know, who... I all of a sudden I feel very heavy in the head. And my lower back, it brought my attention to my lower back. He feels like he was a man who was gently serious. You understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
And as I'm experiencing him and I'm feeling him with you... He was a man that if you gave him something to think about, he would really ponder it. He would go over it and over it and over it. And, you know, he didn't come up with an answer that was really quick. He would spend a good amount of time really thinking about the right way to do something and then would go ahead and do it. It was, and I don't feel that his life was all that easy, but I feel like he was somebody who always made do with whatever, you understand?
Yes, you're right.
And I feel like he is coming in very closely with you. And as I'm experiencing this with you, I keep feeling, okay, he's talking about somebody else around you. There's somebody on the earth plane who I want to say has been coughing lately and coughing a lot, you understand?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I feel like he's trying to get you to get that person to get some medical help.
Okay.
Okay? It's like the person can be stubborn. You understand what I'm talking about, honey?
Well, it could be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this feels like somebody that's connected to the family. You understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants you to get that person in for medical help. Sometimes a communicator will, or a spirit will come in and give you the message because you're the only one that's listening.
All right.
Okay. As far as you go, I just feel like he just is coming in with absolutely magnificent love for you. Okay?
Well, that's very nice to hear.
Okay. So I'm going to leave you with that love and the blessings of spirit. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take
You're
care,
welcome.
Sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. All right. Well, you know, that's just a perfect example of it was meant to be. If this
yeah.
is the second anniversary of the death of her father and her... Being able to, you know, I didn't think we were going to have time for another reading, and there it was. So
and there she got in, and there she can help that person who needs the help.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm so glad that you were here tonight. I know that you just gave a lot of messages that were very comforting to people, and that's why I love mediums. I just, you know, that's a wonderful thing. So
well, always a pleasure to come on your show.
Well, I love having you, and you're welcome back anytime. You
well,
and Joanne,
I'd love to.
And,
so anytime.
Okay, well, great. Now, Rita, do you have a newsletter?
I actually don't send out a newsletter. I just have people go on my website and,
oh, okay.
you know, check things out. I'm always busy talking and working and teaching. And
not doing a newsletter. Okay.
And not doing a newsletter.
Well, all right. I'm going to put that on your list of things to do.
Thank you.
All right. I just, you know, I think you should develop a newsletter because that would be great to have people know where you're going to be and what you're up to. All right, everybody, we have reached the end of our hour. How fast time flies when you are in good company. So, Rita, thank you so much for being with us on Visible by Numbers. I truly appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me, Allison. It's always a joy.
Okay, and I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, everyone that called in, and I'll be back again next week. I believe that we have Michelle White Dove on next week. I'm batting 1,000 here with these past three shows. Michelle White Dove is going to be on next week, so we'll be back with some more readings for you. Okay, so everyone, in the meantime, I'm wishing you love, peace, and abundance. And good night, Rita.
Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.